Alright, let us once again go to the throne of grace. Father God, in Jesus' name, we just thank you for all the hymns that have been sung to thy glory. And Lord, we just pray that you bless thy word. Sing them over again to me, wonderful words of life. Let us more of thy beauty see, wonderful words of life. Bless unto thy wonderful words of life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Let us turn to the very last book in the Bible, which is... All right. Okay, Revelation. We're going to turn to Revelation in the 21st chapter. Amen. Revelation, the 21st chapter. And we will start from the very first verse. And John the Revelator, he is speaking. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. So the Bible tells us there's going to be a new heaven, a new earth. There's no renovation job done. Amen. We know that this earth is going to be destroyed, burnt up, and the heavens are even going to be destroyed. And God's going to make something brand new. It's going to be beautiful. And we can see that the earth is polluted with sin, air pollution, water pollution, sin pollution. And I often thought about, well, why does God need a new heaven? Well, the devil polluted heaven with sin too, with disobedience, with rebellion. And so for us, God's people, he's going to make something brand new, something that's never been tainted, contaminated with sin, a new heaven and a new earth. The second verse, and I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem. Not that Jerusalem in Israel where all the bombing and killing is going on, but a new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. So you know, whenever, if ever a woman looks good, she looks good on her wedding day. In fact, I've been to a few weddings and I don't remember seeing an ugly bride. Amen. How about you? I mean, if she ever looks good, she's going to look good on her wedding day. Taking time to look good for her hubby. Well, Jesus is preparing a place in heaven for us. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will receive you unto myself, that where I am, ye may be also. So this new Jerusalem is going to be beautiful too. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Let me ask you a question. Have you cried lately? Have you shed a tear recently? Well, that only shows you're not in heaven. Amen. Because in heaven, there'll be no more crying. There should be no more death. No need for cemeteries, neither sorrow nor crying. You know, that alone should make you want to go to heaven. Neither shall there be any more pain, no back problems, no headaches, no arthritis or bursitis, no need for canes or wheelchairs. For the former things are passed away. Doesn't it sound beautiful? And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. No more hand-me-downs. But all things will be new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. Remember, Jesus did say, if it were not true, if it were not so, I would have told you. You see, God is a God who keeps his promises. There is a place called heaven. The Lord is this new heaven, new earth, new Jerusalem for his people. And if we are faithful to him, he will be faithful to us. And he said unto me, the sixth verse, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. And I will be his God, and he shall be my son. You know, we're all familiar with the chorus, We Shall Overcome. But most of us associate that song, We Shall Overcome, with the Civil Rights Movement, Martin Luther King Jr. But that song has been around before Martin Luther King Jr. That song is really based on the Bible. We shall overcome. He that endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. When you overcome evil, when you overcome the wicked one, amen, heaven will be yours. And God will be your father, and you will be his son. It's the children of God who go to heaven. Not the children of the devil, but the children of God. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And we're going to jump down to the 27th verse. And there shall in no wise enter into it, into heaven, anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination, or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word and sanctify it deep down in our hearts. Saints and sinners, only Christians will be allowed into heaven. And I'm, for one, say, thank God. I thank God that only the pure in heart should be allowed into heaven. If any of you were here Saturday, Joey gave a little testimony, and it made me think of a sermon about how we were walking along Gramercy Park, and maybe you've been in that area, and there's just a gorgeous park. I mean, it is so beautiful, especially with spring, and the flowers are blossoming, the tulips are all type of colors, and there's even blooms on the trees. It's just so beautiful and so clean, and it looks so peaceful. But they have an iron picket fence all around this park. And so I said, Joey, I just gotta walk through this park. I mean, I don't know what I'll do if I can't get into this park. I mean, it was just so beautiful, and it was a lovely day, and I just had to take a stroll through this beautiful, beautiful park. And so as we're walking along the fence, we're looking for an entrance. And the few places there was an entrance, it was locked. So Joey tried to get someone's attention, and they were a little fidgety. Some of you know what that word means, but you know, they looked down at us. And Joey said, excuse me, yo, yo. And so finally, you know, they paid him some attention. He says, how can we get into this park? And so they looked at us and said, You need a key. I mean, they didn't say, I'm sorry, you need a key, or, you know, we only allow, I mean, you need a key, and that was it. So, needless to say, we didn't have a key, and we didn't get in the park. And at first, I was a little cross, I was a little upset. I said, now, who are they to lock people out of a park? Isn't a park supposed to be for the public, for everybody? Who do these people think they are? But then I began to calm down, and I thought about it. I said, well, to be honest, if they did let anybody into that park, it probably wouldn't be nowhere as pretty as it is right now. I can imagine that there'll be people sleeping on the benches, or they'd be dragging their cardboard boxes, sleeping in them. Some people, you know, trying to get an extra buck, they would cut off the tulips and try to sell them. Amen. So there's a reason why they don't let anybody into that park. And then Joy and I kept on walking until finally we hit Tompkins Park. Now, you know, anybody can go into Tompkins Park. And I said to myself, Joey, this is it. Now we really know why they got an iron picket fence all around that park. Now we know why they only give a key to a certain group of people. Because otherwise, Gramercy Park would look like Tompkins Park. A mess. But just as individuals or neighborhoods, they don't want any old body in their neighborhood. They don't want any old body into their park because they don't want them to bring down the property value or whatever. God will not allow any old body into heaven. Amen. Because if God allowed anyone into heaven, they will turn heaven into New York City. They will turn heaven into the Bowery. They'll turn heaven into 42nd Street. They'll turn heaven into Tompkins Park. So only Christians will be allowed into heaven. And I'm, for one, I say thank God. I say thank God. You know, in heaven we won't have to worry about getting mugged. Here we are preaching the Word of God on 43rd Street. And all of a sudden, this guy, he's falling on the ground. I'm preaching. And this guy is falling on the ground, and three other guys are on top of him. And one has a razor blade in his hand. And I don't know if I'm still preaching, but I'm looking. And then finally, Joey and another brother says, hey, man, what you doing? Stop, stop that. And so the three guys, three muggers, ran away. I mean, people don't even respect the Word of God anymore. They come inside the church and they're cursing. They come inside the church and they blaspheme God's name. You think God's going to let those type of people come into His heaven?
No.
You're right. But it's good, because it's just so wonderful, you know, to have freedom to walk down the street and not worried about anybody bothering you, harassing you, stealing from you. And really, there's nowhere, I don't think, in New York City where you can be that carefree. You always have to be somewhat on your guard. But in heaven, there'll be no muggings. In heaven, there'll be no homosexual parade. In heaven, there'll be no racial incident. In heaven, there'll be no drug deal. In heaven, there'll be no rape. But only Christians will be in heaven. Amen. Now, these people told us we needed a key. And this afternoon, as we were walking, a young girl spoke to us. She was much more friendly, but she was outside of the park. And so she explained to us, only the people who are in the apartment buildings surrounding the park. I thought it was the whole area, but only those who are in these historical landmark apartment buildings surrounding the park are allowed to have a key to this park. And we were going, la-di-da. Okay. Well, I know I live in Bed-Stuy. There's no way I'm going to get a key to this park. Amen. So even, I just, you know, asked the girl, I says, well, do you have a key? She says, yeah. I said, can you let us in? She apologized. She said she couldn't do it. We said, that's okay. We understand. But you see, this is how it is on earth. You know, it seems like the really, really nice areas are the expensive areas. Amen. And sometimes you wonder, I'm not saying it is so, but you wonder, do they make things cost so much to keep certain people out? I don't know. But it makes you wonder if it's a way to keep who they consider riffraff or whatever out. So they hike up the prices because they know certain people can't afford it. But I thank God, you don't need money to go to heaven. You don't have to live in a certain neighborhood to get those keys into heaven. In fact, in Matthew, the 16th chapter, the 18th, 19th verses, I'll read it. Jesus is speaking, and I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The rock that he's speaking of is our faith in Jesus, being the Son of God. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Amen. You know, whenever somebody got a key in their hand, a key is a sign of authority. Now, when you see somebody going into a car with a key, you figure they own the car. They belong in that car. But when you see someone with a coat hanger, it makes you think. If you see someone taking a little hard object and breaking that back window or the little front window, it makes you wonder. But keys are a sign of authority. And if you see somebody with the keys in their hand, you're not going to call the cops. They got the keys. It must be their property. Or at least they know somebody who owns it. Well, the Lord has given us the keys to heaven. And you don't have to be a big shot. You don't have to be highly educated. All you have to do is have faith in God. Isn't that great? How simple God makes it. How easy he makes it. And I'm sure in Gramercy Park, there's nothing but professional people who go into that area. Engineers, musicians, professors, professional people. You know, big shots like to rub elbows with other big shots. They don't want low life like us hanging out with them. But God, who is the big shot of big shots, the King of kings, is saying,
even us, even the homeless, even the poor, even the uneducated can live with him. Even us can have the key to his kingdom if we just believe in him and serve him. Who can love a God like this? Why shouldn't anyone love this wonderful God who's not just inviting us for a visit? He's not just saying, well, you can stay with me a few months until you get yourself together. But a God who's saying, you can live with me forever. And I'll provide everything for you. All you have to do is come. Isn't that wonderful? And you don't need any money. I often say you need $1.15 to get on these dirty, dangerous subways. But you don't need 15 cents to make it into heaven. For Jesus paid our way into heaven when he died on the cross for our sins. Well, there are some people even here, who sneak in the subway without paying. They jump over the turnstile. You know who you are. But there's no way you're going to sneak into heaven without Jesus. There's no way you're going to jump over Jesus and make it into heaven. Amen. Amen. I'll answer any question after service, okay? All right. Praise God. That's all right. Well, you know, we're not in heaven yet. Right now, the wheat and the tares are growing together. But one day, God's going to separate the wheat from the tares, the sheep from the goats, the righteous from the unrighteous. Now, in which category will you be in? All right. In which category will you be in? Will you be amongst the saints, or will you be amongst the sinners? The choice is up to you. Now, some of you, you've been coming to Grace and Hope for years, and you're still not saved. Some of you have been coming, I guess, just to sit in a soft chair and get your bag lunch. But you should get more out of the service than just a lunch. I mean, if you eat the lunch, you're going to be hungry again. But there is bread here at Grace and Hope. And you'll never hunger again if you eat of it. The bread of heaven, Jesus Christ. Jesus said, labor not for the meat that perishes, but for that meat that endureth unto everlasting life. We're talking about eternity. Now, you know me. I talk a lot about hell. But look at here. I'm talking about heaven. Even Miss Muse is surprised. Heaven. This is where God wants his people to live. It's going to be beautiful. Now, I don't know if any of you ever been to Jamaica. It's beautiful in Jamaica. Some parts of Bahamas, it's beautiful. But it's going to even be better. Better than the Bahamas. It's going to be better in heaven. You may never go to Europe. You may never go to Hawaii or some far off exotic island. But you can go to heaven. You can go to heaven. This is what God is saying, come live with me. Don't you want to live with the Lord in heaven? But it is your choice. Amen. We preach day after day on the streets, in the church. You sing hymns about heaven, but are you bound for the promised land? Are you bound for the promised land? Well, you can go to this promised land, to heaven, if you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Now, Friday, a brother preached, and he was saying how God forgives. Even the worst sinner, his blood can be cleansed. Someone like a Ted Bundy, if he repented of his sin, he's in. Amen. The most vile, the most wicked, the most horrid criminal can still be forgiven. But let me just add something to that. You see, if a rapist repents, that means he hates what he did. All right? He realized what he did was horrible. And he asked God to forgive him. And then God gives him a new nature. We no longer have that sinful nature. But God gives him that Holy Spirit. And then he has a desire to please God and be like God. You have to have the Holy Spirit to enjoy heaven. I mean, if you don't enjoy this humble little church service, I'm telling you, you're not going to enjoy heaven. Because in heaven, they're just going to be singing about Jesus. Amen. If you don't enjoy talking about the Lord, you're not going to enjoy heaven. Because heaven is centered on delighting ourselves in the Lord Jesus Christ. So this is why our very nature has to be changed, so that we no longer enjoy sin, so that we will no longer enjoy wickedness or evil or that which is vile and nasty, 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 but we will enjoy that which is holy and pure and righteous. When your nature has been changed through the power of the Holy Spirit through faith in Jesus Christ, you will no longer enjoy the evil in this world. And you will long for beautiful places like Gramercy Park. You will long to walk down the street without seeing all these pornographic magazines and peep shows. You will long to hear people talking without hearing all this cursing and profanity. But if you enjoy dirty jokes, you're not going to enjoy heaven. Because no dirt will be allowed into heaven. Heaven is a clean place for a clean people. Nothing dirty will be allowed into heaven. And many of you know you're dirty. You have a dirty mind, a dirty mouth, a dirty heart. You like dirty jokes. You go to dirty movies. You look at dirty books, but nothing dirty will be allowed into heaven. But if you are dirty with sin, you can be cleansed if you bathe in the blood of Jesus. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. You've seen those commercials that say Ajax was here? Well, I can say, speaking of Brenda Allen, Jesus was here. Amen. Can you say that with you? You can say that with Ann? Jesus was here. And Jesus knows how to clean you up and get into those corners and scrub you down. He knows how to clean you up. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. So you can be cleansed, that you might be worthy of heaven. God makes us worthy of heaven. Jesus paid our way into heaven. And we are extending God's invitation to you. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Everybody wants to live a long time. They're They want a long and healthy life. But I don't care how long you live, you still got to die. But you can have everlasting life in heaven. Let us all stand. And please turn your hymnals to 438. 438. Everyone, please stand. And we're praying that as we sing this hymn, that somebody will say, "Yes, Lord, I want to go to heaven. I know I'm not ready, but I want to go. Make me ready, Lord. Clean me up, Lord." Amen. Hymn number 438. And come up to the altar. Let Jesus come into your heart. God bless you. Come up to the altar. Will there be another? Amen. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Yes. God, are you ready for eternity? You know, if you don't know Jesus as your Savior, you are one heartbeat away from hell. Now that's something to be worried about. You're one heartbeat from an eternal burning hell. But you can change all that by allowing Jesus to come into your heart. Then you won't have to fear death. Because, you know, to live is Christ and to die is gain. We're going to sing the third verse, but we pray that more will come to the altar. There is room at the altar for you. Let Jesus come into your heart. Let heaven be your eternal home. In your heart. Now, Jesus is a gentleman. He's not a mugger. You know, muggers make people do things that they don't want to do. But Jesus isn't going to force you. But listen, you deserve a break. Don't you think you deserve a break? Do yourself a favor. Receive Christ as your Savior. The devil got nothing good to offer you. He got misery, sorrow, heartache, and hell. Jesus has life and that more abundantly. He will give you a beautiful life on earth. I'm a witness to that. And he will give you eternal life in heaven. I believe that. You can have it. You know, we don't want to go to heaven alone. Amen. We want people to go with us, you know. Amen. We're not selfish. We want you to, you know, sometimes when you have a good thing going, you don't want to tell nobody. But we want to tell everybody about this somebody who can save anybody. And that includes you. So as we sing this last verse, come up to the altar. Don't worry about what your friends will think about you. You better be concerned about yourself. Because if you die without Jesus, you're going to be the one burning forever. Stop worrying about your friends. Be concerned about your soul. Let Jesus come into your heart.
Songs of gospel, let Jesus come into your heart. If you would enter the mansions of rest, let Jesus come into your heart.
Brother Joy, we're going to ask him to close us with a word of prayer. You see, I don't want anybody to go to hell. God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. It's not God's holy will for anybody to go to hell, but he will not force anyone to go to heaven. The choice is yours. Do you value your soul? Do you want to have a beautiful life? Do you want to go to heaven? Even as Brother Joey prays, if you say, yes, I value my soul. Yes, I want a beautiful life. Yes, I want to go to heaven. Even as Brother Joey is praying, you can still come up to the altar and let Jesus come into your heart.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for these people who came up, Lord. And Lord, we pray that if there's anyone else who wants to receive you, who knows that they're tired of this dirty, filthy life, this dirty, filthy world, that they want to go into the kingdom of God where there's no more pain, no more sorrow, no more tears. Lord, we pray that you will draw them. And the Bible says that the Lord draws you with loving kindness. And that's what the gospel is all about, love. So we pray that these here, and again, if there's anyone else, that if they want to know the love of God, that they will come to Jesus Christ. Jesus says, behold, I stand at the door and I knock. Jesus is knocking at the door of your heart. All you have to do is open up that door. You open up your heart to everything else. Now open up your heart to Jesus and let Jesus come into your life. And Lord, we pray for the men and women here when they leave, Lord, that you will watch over them, take care of them. Lord, we pray that anyone who didn't come here because they're sick, Lord, that you will touch them, heal them. And Lord, we pray that these here at the altar, that you will touch their hearts, that you will make a new creature out of them. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.